Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
The man is not just another old man. He was the firstborn child of a young couple living in northern Arkansas and entered the world in 1927. The family lived then in a two-room log cabin with a dirt floor outside a little town called Jasper, population 380. As the child grew, his dad would add loose wood slats for a floor, as money allowed, that the brothers and sister would pull up to harvest eggs from the chickens roosting below the floor. While not yet 10 years old, he'd help his dad, Lewis, cut timber, manning half of a cross-cut lumber saw. He said it was hard work, while listening to his father say, "You're riding the saw," meaning he needed to pull harder. He learned to fish from his dad. They'd cut a pole from a tree and tie a string with a hook and earthworm on the end. Other than his faith, family, and wife, fishing is his passion. He'll catch 6 crappie to every 1 of yours. He later fought in World War II, serving on a destroyer, seeing combat aboard the USS Peterson, fighting enemy aircraft and submarines. He was 16 years old when he joined the U.S. Coast Guard. He fibbed about his age by a year so he could enter the service, not so much out of a desire to serve as much as a desire for 3 square meals and a bed. But serve he did. He helped operate the 40-millimeter anti-aircraft bow gun, working in the turret house under the gun as the second shell loader. He saw death and injury, including his fellow sailors, his friends. He may not have been at Normandy on D-Day, but he was there the following day, picking up survivors from the water. Hundreds. All his life, he fought the tragic and humbling memories of fellow sailors and infantrymen that gave the last full measure, always wondering why them and not him. He was wounded and spent many weeks in a naval hospital. He was later transferred to a Long Island, New York lighthouse where his new bride secretly and stealthily joined him, keeping boats and ships safely navigating in Oyster Bay in the Long Island Sound. They spent their first year as newlyweds at the lighthouse. It was there where they picked up a lifetime appetite for fresh seafood, as it was thrown by the crate at the base of the lighthouse by passing fishermen, thankful to the couple for their luminary skills. The man was a successful goal-oriented health insurance agent and group sales manager for a major company in Kansas City, mentoring, leading, and managing men. His philosophy has always been, don't sell the product, sell yourself instead. Be of service, and sales will take care of themselves. He learned to fly and bought an airplane. He earned his instructor rating and commercial pilot's license. For almost a decade, he was a mentor and leader of young high school boys, founding an Air Explorer post dedicated to teaching Air Scouts how to fly airplanes, all free of charge. Many of those boys, now men, still fly professionally as a result of his dedication and instruction. Sure, the man is old now. He has become mostly incontinent, forcing a new undergarment attire, but he is proud, distinguished, and respected by his friends and family. He has dignity. He is kind. He is loving. He's not just some old guy blocking your entrance with his walker and slow pace. The man is a faithful servant of the Lord, serving as a deacon several times and church treasurer and mentor to Christians and non-Christians alike. Being an avid Bible reader and scholar brought him recent praise from his Sunday school teacher, even in his 90s. "The man knows his Bible," the teacher said. This older man and his wife celebrated their 76th year of matrimony this year. He's sick now. This man is not just some old man slowing you on your errand, blocking your entrance. He's not just another old man to be overlooked. This man is David L. Joseph. This is my father. This is my dad. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.